Violence is spiraling out of control in Bangladesh. North Korea cocks its gun and takes aim. And Cyprus is out of money. Find out where the gospel comes in on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. What began as a peaceful protest is spiraling out of control in Bangladesh. Sarla Mahara of Christian Aid Mission says they help ministries there.
This is really a fight between the very radical Islamist groups with some liberal political parties.
Around 100 people have died in violent attacks since early February. Bangladesh's majority Islamic party is now calling for anti-blasphemy laws.
I'm not sure if it's going to happen anytime soon, but having said that, there is a lot of pressure from the more radical Islamist nations to turn Bangladesh into a radical country.
Mahara says the violence hasn't affected ministry yet, but if this law is passed, it might get harder to share the gospel. Pray for peace to be restored quickly.
Pray that these people have wisdom. Pray that these people will have courage. Pray that these people have enough resources.
Next, a North Korean missile test is likely soon. Observers say a missile was raised to a launch position Thursday. Experts are saying this is part of Pyongyang's effort to negotiate for what it wants. Leaders from the G8 group of nations are warning North Korea about the consequences if it doesn't stand down. Southern Baptist workers in South Korea are calm but alert and are asking people to pray. Pray wisdom for the leaders and for a peaceful resolution. This is Mission Network News. Financial implosion in Cyprus is tied to catastrophe in Greece. AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis explains.
They had a lot of loans to Greece, so when Greek bonds took a haircut, Cypriot banks lost a lot of money.
The 17 billion euro bailout increased by 6 billion euro overnight, and that'll be paid by the Cypriots. Bank deposits are tied to the bailout, and right now, says Ioannidis,
basically, people's funds are frozen. That affects businesses. It also affects ministries. There are a number of ministries that use Cyprus as their base, and a lot of them have significant banking accounts.
AMG works with a radio station on Cyprus, an expansion project wrapped up right before the crisis hit. It was a God thing.
As this crisis hit, there is a lot more response to the message of the gospel. So we need to pray for our co-workers, as this crisis is also an opportunity to point people to Jesus.
The team will need wisdom. You'll find ways to pray with them at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, a court in Azerbaijan has fined Pastor Zaur Belayev and a co-worker more than $1,900. Belayev was jailed in 2007 for failing to register his church, something he's attempted to do since 1994. Spokesman for Slavic Gospel Association Joel Griffith says these fines are just another trial for Belayev.
His wife, Nanuka, developed pancreatic cancer, and so he's been in the middle of trying to make sure that she gets treated for her serious illness, and then to have to face these legal difficulties on top of it is just doubly tragic.
Griffith says the government's antagonism isn't stopping him from worshiping, which prompted the fines. Christians in the West need to be wise in their response to this, though.
We don't want to do anything that would cause any harm to come to any of our missionary pastors or any of the churches there, and we've seen sometimes where Western pressure has the opposite result, and they end up cracking down even harder. So I just think that we really need to pray for God's wisdom and how best to address the situation.
And a practical project is paving the way for healing in Japan. 2 years ago, a massive earthquake destroyed much of Japan. Today, people are still living in temporary shelters and can't afford heat. To help combat the cold, Baptist Global Response partners are making blankets. It's giving believers a chance to listen to survivors' stories and share the hope of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible and give the others away as a reminder to pray for Sat7's ministry in the region. Get your free bookmarks at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.